this is one of the first columns that I ever did that got published. It was first featured on BelieversBay.com. So for those of you who read Believers Bay, thank you. This was some time ago. And I wanted to publish it again because it's that time of the year. And every time I see geese flying, I think about this first column that God gave me the inspiration for. So I want to share it with you again today. I hope you enjoy it as well. It's called Give Me a V. There's just something special growing up in the Midwest of the United States. Is it all the tornado action, you might ask? Well, yes, that can be an added plus, if you don't mind running to the outside cellar and your nightgown through the pouring rain once a week in the springtime. For me, that would not qualify as something special. There are a lot of natural occurrences that seem to be noticed more in the Midwest than perhaps other areas. And I'm not talking about collisions between hot and cold fronts. I'm referring to migration. Where I grew up, it was a regular occasion, fall and spring as I recall, that we would see flocks of birds on migration north or on their migration south. I can remember it as if it were yesterday. Sometimes we could be eating dinner and my mom would stop eating and set her fork down and say, "Do you hear them? It's the geese." And immediately, without hesitation, all of us would jump up and dash outside to see them. You could hear them first before you could see them, off in the distance. "Honk, honk, honk," the Canadian geese would exclaim as if it were to announce they are on some kind of journey. Journey, that is for sure. Some have to travel more than 3,000 miles in a single migration. Shoo! My wings would get dog tired. No matter what we were doing, succinctly, everyone I knew, family, friends, neighbors who just stopped by to say hello, we would all stop at the first goose honk we heard, and then look in wonderment towards the sky to see the V formation of those passing over our heads. Now that I think about it, that was the only time in my life when I wasn't afraid of falling geese doo-doo. Being more adult-like and problematic, I would probably limit my nature experience to "watch out, bombs away" mentality and not so much wonderment. Listening to them was almost as exciting as finding the V formation in the sunset sky. Always the V. Who taught these birds this letter of the alphabet? Their creator, of course. Recently, I learned something I had not known my whole life of watching migrating birds. I had always assumed that the point of the V, the leading goose, was just like a leader of the pack, the big cheese, the president of the goose nation, etc. I did not know until today that the point goose of the V was not only the forefront leader, but his task was even more heavily laden. You see, the lead bird is there to take on the wind resistance so that the others may sail more easily and have to exude less energy, increasing the flight range for all the geese in the community. Weak geese or strong geese all could go the same distance. The head goose is decreasing wind resistance by his leading presence. Fascinating, isn't it? By using the V formation, these birds can go 70% further than a single bird can alone. I love that bit. 70% further. I was saved when I was 5 years old, and I have always known that besides God being your heavenly Father, that He alone should be your guide and leader. What I didn't realize until today, after my little goose lesson, is that in most ways His help in my life is very much the same as the head goose. God continually cuts through resistance to make my journey easier. Whether I am weak or strong, I get further only by following Him, physically, emotionally, and mentally. He already knew the logistics of migration letter V technology. God made geese know instinctively in those little goose brains something as scientific and physically complicated as wind velocity, altitude, contradictions, and energy performance. Not only does God show you the way to go, but He cuts through the unseen forces to get us wherever we need to go. Whether your life is flying south for the winter or north for the summer, thank God for being our heavenly head goose. I look back at the story as I write it. I think about the simplistic message I'm sharing, but what I also want to share personally with you is the opposite side of the coin. Think about it. Not all birds fly in a V formation when migrating. You'll see stragglers and some species of birds who are not V flyers, like geese and ducks. I can confess to you, I've been a straggler and not kept up with the right V group. I have had times where I did not follow my leader, and those are the times that it was hardest to fly high and to keep going for very long at all. I don't live in Oklahoma currently, but deep inside my heart, God has given me the memories of such sights and wonders of nature to remind me how everything really works. No matter what, follow God's lead and He will take you where you need to go. Of course, without any honking.